The National Board of Trustees, representing 63,000 members of the New Farmers of America, is in the process of opening its special program honoring the birthday of Dr. Booker T. Washington. The next voice you hear will be that of Isaac Coggs, the first vice president.
Mr. Treasurer, why are you seated at the picture of Booker T. Washington?
I keep records of receipts and disbursements, just as Washington kept his accounts, carefully and accurately. I encourage thrift among the 63,000 members and strive to build up our financial standing through saving and investment. Booker T. Washington was better able to serve his countrymen and posterity because he was financially independent.
Mr. Vice President, why is the President stationed beneath the rising sun?
The rising sun is a token of a new era in agriculture. If we will but follow the leadership of our President, we shall be led out of the darkness of selfishness and into the glorious sunlight of brotherhood and cooperation. Mr. President, all officers are at their stations.
Thank you, Coggs. May we accomplish our purpose. I now declare this session of the National Board of Trustees of the New Farmers of America duly open. Today, we are setting this period aside to join with our 63,000 members and other friends to honor the birthday of our great leader, Dr. Booker T. Washington, who did so much to make possible vocational education for his people throughout the country. We have as our guest for this occasion Dr. John M. Gander, president of the Virginia State College, Petersburg, Virginia. We have invited this distinguished educator to take part on our program, first because the New Farmers of America, as a state association, had its beginning at his institution in 1926. Secondly, because a member of his faculty, Professor J.R. Thomas, gave our organization the idea of keeping before the public the life and work of Dr. Washington, Dr. Gander.
All of the Negro land-grant colleges, together with our public and private schools, have a deep interest in the New Farmers of America. They consider this organization of Negro farm youth an integral part of their program in building future citizens in rural communities and developing in these youth not only trained minds and healthy bodies, but that these youth may become economic assets in the nation at large. I'm particularly interested in what the New Farmers of America has in its program that stimulates such growth of its members. The radio audience would like to know what NFA has accomplished this year in carrying out Dr. Washington's philosophy as related to thrift, cooperation, leadership, recreation, community improvement, and establishment in farming.
Over 200 thrift clubs now in operation.
Over $53,000 in deposits and invested in land and farm equipment.
391 NFA libraries established.
Last year, 623 father and son banquets held with an attendance of over 25,000.
527 home improvement projects on the way.
Purebred seed and livestock established on more than 13,000 farms.
These and other achievements have been the results of cooperation, which is the keystone of our program.
NFA prides itself in making special provision for leadership training. The training of rural leaders is the main purpose of our meeting here in the nation's capital.
More than 3,000 members take part in our public speaking contest annually.
Last year, 10 of the 16 state associations conducted special camps.
Most of our 1,000 chapters develop musical talents through quartets, choral clubs, and bands.
The NFA makes definite plans for the future.
The first of these is our health program.
These times call for strong young men, and the nation looks to our organization to improve the health of rural Negroes. We pledge ourselves to aid in improving the diet, housing, sanitary conditions, and profitable use of leisure time.
Mechanized farming.
With much of the farming being done with tractors and the cotton picker rapidly becoming a reality, both of which will greatly reduce the need for manpower on the farm, NFA must become prepared to handle these machines efficiently, and new forms of employment must be established.
For more than 300 years, the land and forests have been more or less thoughtlessly destroyed. We pledge ourselves to the proper management of both, which will give profitable employment to many of our group.
Through chemical and industrial processes, we must make useful, needed products from our surplus commodities and wasted farm foods as a further means of providing additional gainful employment for rural youth.
National unity and national defense have first place in the hearts of new farmers.
Some might ask, what have we to defend? The reply of New Farmers of America will be that it is ours to defend this government, which made it possible for Booker T. Washington to rise from slavery to become one of his country's outstanding citizens. It is our duty to maintain the enviable record Negroes have made in all major conflicts,